Parshas Bahar. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemor. And Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai saying, Rashi asks, why specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah does the Torah say that it was said in Sinai? Weren't all mitzvahs said in Sinai? Like the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, Eila ha-mitzvahs, these are the mitzvahs, Asher tzivah Hashem es Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem commanded Moshe to say to the Bnei Yisrael, Behar Sinai. It was said at Har Sinai. So we see that all mitzvahs were said at Sinai. Why does the Torah specify that Shemitah was said in Sinai? Rashi tells us that the extra words Behar Sinai are to teach us that all mitzvahs are similar to Shemitah's karka. Shemitah's karka was not said in Sefer Dvarim at all. So it's obvious that all its general laws and all its finer points were all said in Sinai, because there is no mention of Shemitah's karka in Sefer Dvarim. So it had to all be said in Sinai. But there are other mitzvahs that we find that the details of the mitzvahs were stated for the first time in Sefer Dvarim. So I might think that the main part of the mitzvah was said in Sinai, but the details were stated later on in Sefer Dvarim in Arvus Moya. That's why we need the extra words Bahar Sinai by Shemitah's Karka to teach us that just like by Shemitah's Karka, it is obvious that all its laws and all its details were all said in Sinai because it was not stated at all in Sefer Dvarim in Arvus Moyov. So too, by other laws, which the details are stated in Sefer Dvarim, these laws were not stated for the first time in Sefer Dvarim, but rather, they were also stated for the first time at Har Sinai, and they were just repeated in Arvus Moyov. Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim says a similar idea to what we stated over here. The Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Ve'eleh ha-Mishpatim ha-Shatosim lefnehem. Rashi is bothered why it says Ve'eleh and does not say Eleh. Why is there an extra vav? And he answers, that is to attach the Parsha of Mishpatim to the previous Parsha, the Parsha of the Aseres HaDibrois. And just like the Aseres HaDibrois were said in Sinai, so too Dinim, monetary laws, were also said in Sinai. Maskela David explains that you might think that since certain mitzvahs were given in Moroh, like the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em and the mitzvah of Dinim, so you might think that Dinim was stated before Har Sinai and just repeated in Har Sinai. That's why we need the Pasuk of Ve'eleh HaMishpatim to tell you that just like the Aseres HaDibrois were stated for the first time in Har Sinai, so too Dinim was also stated for the first time at Har Sinai. And this that Dinim was given in Moroh, that was just Rosh Prokim, some basic ideas of the mitzvahs, but really Dinim was said for the first time at Har Sinai. So Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim is telling us that don't think that the mitzvahs were given before Har Sinai, but rather they were said for the first time in Sinai. And Rashi over here is telling us that you should not think that the mitzvahs were said later on in Arvus Moyov, but rather they were said for the first time at Har Sinai and repeated in Arvus Moyov. And the Pasuk continues, Daber b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, v'yomar to aleihem, and you shall say to them, Kisavoyu el ha'aretz, when you will come into the land, asher ani noisein lochem, that I am giving you, v'shavas ha'aretz, and the land should rest, Shabbos l'Hashem, a Shabbos, a rest for the sake of Hashem. Just like we rest on the seventh day of the week, because Hashem rested on the seventh day of creation, so too, we rest on the seventh year, and we do not work the fields during the seventh year, because Hashem rested on the seventh day of creation. Sheish shanim tizras odecho. For 6 years you may plant your fields. Sheish shanim tizmar kamecho. And for 6 years you may prune your vineyards. Va'osafto es tivuoso. And you may gather together and bring in its crop. Uvashona ashvias. But in the seventh year, Shabbat Shabboson yiel ha'aretz, it will be a complete rest to the land, to the fields and the vineyards. Shabbos l'Hashem, a rest for the sake of Hashem. Sadecho l'Sizra, you may not plant your fields. V'charmecho l'Sizmar, and you may not prune your vineyard. The Pasuk is telling us that you may not do things to the field to cause the field to grow better. You may not plant in the field, and you may not even prune the branches in order that they would grow better. This is all usur during the year of Shemitah. The Mefarshim ask, why does the Torah say Shabbos Shabbosoin by Shemitah? We know that by a regular Shabbos, and also by Yom Kippur, the Torah says Shabbos Shabbosoin. The reason being that Shabbos and Yom Kippur are in a state of holiness greater than Yomim Tovim. By Yomim Tovim, you are allowed to cook, Meleches Oichel Nefesh is mutter on Yontif, but on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, one may not do work even for Oichel Nefesh, one may not cook. So therefore it says Shabbos Shabbosayim, because they are in a state of holiness higher than Yontif. So why does the Torah say Shabbos Shabbosayim also by Shemitah? The Mefarshim answer that since the reason why we rest on the seventh year is connected to Shabbos Bereishis, we rest on the seventh year because HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on the seventh day of creation. Therefore, Shemitah is connected to Shabbos. And just like by Shabbos it says Shabbos Shabbosayim, so too this Lashon may be used also by Shemitah. And the pasuk continues by telling us a second law concerning Shemitah, that although you did not plant during the seventh year, but let's say Svichim, growths grew by themselves because of the seeds that fell from the previous year's harvest, the halach is that you may not cut these svichim as if you are the owner, but rather anything that grows during the seventh year is hefker and everybody has an equal share in it. And the pasuk says, a sefiach kitzircha leisiksar. A sefiach, the growths that grew by themselves because of the seeds that fell during the previous year's harvest, leisiksar, you may not cut as if you are the owner, but rather it is a hefker to everybody. Ves invein izirecha, and the grapes that you set aside for yourself, leisivsar, you may not pick. Shna shabosan yila ores, because it is a year of rest to the land. Anything that grows during this year is hefker for everybody. And the resting of the land will be for you to eat, for you, for your servant and maidservant. Although the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, the poor people will eat the perishvias, so you might think it is only for the poor and not for the wealthy. Therefore the pasuk says, it will be for you and for your servants. If you own servants, obviously you are wealthy. The pasuk over here is telling us that even wealthy people may eat Paris Shvias, and also for your hired worker and for your Toshav that lives with you. Rashi tells us this is coming to include that even Goyim may eat Paris Shvias, and for your animals, and for the beasts that are in your land. All the crop shall be for you to eat. And Rashi asks that if the pasuk says that a chaya may eat perishvias, why do we need to state that a behema may eat perishvias? If a chaya can eat it, definitely you may feed it to your animal that you have a responsibility to feed. It's a kolshkein. So once it says chaya, we do not need a behema. Rashi tells us that the word behema is written over here in order to compare it to chaya, and to tell us the law of beer that applies during the Shemitah year. And that is, kol zman shechaya oichelos min hasadeh, as long as the chaya can eat this specific fruit in the field, then you are allowed to feed it to your animal in your house. But kol lechaya min hasadeh, once this fruit is not available anymore to the chayas in the field, then you may not eat it yourself or feed it to your animals in your house. That is the din of beer. So the pasuk is telling us three halachas concerning Shemitah. First of all, you may not plant your fields or prune the vineyards. Second of all, you may not cut that which grows by itself as if you are the owner, but rather it is hefker lakoil. And then we have the din of beer, that once this specific fruit is not available for the chayas in the field, you may not eat it and you may not feed it to your animals in your house. Zot Rashi b'Har Sinai, Ma inyan Shemitah etzel Har Sinai. Why specifically by the mitzvah of Shemitah does the Torah say that it was said in Sinai? V'haloi kol ha-mitzvahs nemru b'Sinai. Weren't all mitzvahs stated in Sinai, like the pasuk says at the end of Parashas Bechukosai? Elo, only the pasuk is telling us, Ma Shemitah nemru klol leseyem v'dikto ken b'Sinai. Just like by Shemitah, its general rules and its fine points were said in Sinai. Af kulon, also, all halachos nemru klolisein v'diktukein misinai, their general rules and their fine points were also said in Sinai. Kach shnuyu b'taris kaihanim, so is learnt in taris kaihanim. V'nirli, zok Rashi, it seems to me, shekach pirusha, this is the explanation. Lefisha lo matzinu shmitas karkois shenishnas barvis moyov b'mishna Torah, since we do not find the laws of shmitas karka, not working the field during the seventh year, we do not find it learned in Sefer Devarim in Mishneh Torah. In Arvis Moyov, Lamadu, This teaches us Shekloseya Uproteseya Kulon Nemu Misinai, that obviously all its general laws and all its details were set in Sinai, because it was not stated anywhere else. Uva Kosov Velimit Khan, and the Pasuk is coming to tell us over here, Al Kol Dibur Shinadav La Moshe, by every Dibur that was said to Moshe, Shemi Sinai Hayu Kulom, that they were all stated in Sinai. Kloloseyem, their general laws, Vidiktukeyem, and their fine points. Vechazru Venishnu Ba'arvis Moyev, and then they were repeated in Arvis Moyev. Do not think that since we see a halacha, or a fine point of a halacha, that was stated for the first time in Arvis Moyev, that it was not stated in Sinai. But rather, this pasuk is teaching us that that too was stated in Sinai. It was just repeated in Arvis Moyev. So Rashi Shabbos Lashem, L'shem Hashem, for the sake of Hashem. Kishem Shenemar B'Shabbos Bereishis. Just like the Pasuk says, by Shabbos Bereishis. Just like we rest on the seventh day of the week to commemorate that Hashem rested on the seventh day of creation, so too, the whole seventh year we do not work the fields in order to commemorate the seventh day of creation that Hashem rested. So Rashi Yil Oret, it will be a year of rest for the land, l'sodos u'lechromim, for the fields and the vineyards. Rashi is telling us that only agricultural work is aser, but digging for non-agricultural purposes, for example, digging for construction, that is not aser. Zok Rashi leisizmar, you may not cut its branches. Shekotzin zmeiritzehel, you are not allowed to cut its branches. The word leisizmar comes from the word zmeiritz, which means branches. V'tagumar, Targum says leisichzach, you may not cut. V'daimalai, and so it says in Yeshaya, kotzim ksuchim, thorns that are cut. And it says in Tehillim, srufa be'esh, burnt in fire, ksucha, and cut off. The Mefarshim ask, why does Rashi first tell us what the word sizmar means in Pasuk Dalet when it says lay sizmar, as opposed to explaining it in Pasuk Gimel when it says v'shei shodim tizmar karmecho? Maskel David answers that Rashi does not explain it in Pasuk Gimel because over there it does not have any halachic ramifications. The Pasuk is saying what you may do during the 6 years. You may plant your field, you may cut your branches. It's not negeya exactly what Tizmar Kamecha means. It's only in Pasuk Dalet where the Pasuk is telling us what you may not do during Shemitah. Is it important for us to know exactly what is Tizmar Kamecha that I may not do? Therefore, Rashi tells us, Tizmar Kamecha means that you may not even cut the branches of your vineyard. You may not prune the trees. That's why Rashi says it first in Pasuk Dalet. Zok Rashi, Esfiach Ketzircha, Afilu Lezerato, even though you did not plant during the seventh year, V'hit Samcha Minazera, Shenofel Bo Be'etza Kotzir, and it grew by itself from the seeds that fell from the previous year's harvest. Hu Kari Sviach, that is called Sviach, and the halacha is Lay Sixar, you may not cut it, Liyois Machzik Boy Kishar Kotzir, to hold on to it like other type of harvests. Elohefka Yila Koil, the halacha is, it is hefker to everybody. You may not cut it as if you are the owner. Nizirecha, the grapes that you set aside for yourself. Shenzarta v'frashta b'nei odamehem, that you separated people from them. V'layiv kartem, and you did not make it hefker for everybody. Leisivzar, you may not cut them, you may not pick them. Oysam eincha boitzer, this you may not pick. Elam in amufkar, but you are allowed to take that which is hefker. The Hoysa Shabbos Oritz, Zok Rashi, Afal Pisha Sartum Olecho, even though I said that it is also to you during the year of Shemitah, Loi Ba'achila V'loi Ba'hano Asartim. I did not say it is prohibited to eat or prohibited to benefit from it. Elo, the only thing that I prohibited was Shelo Tinag Bohem Kebalabais. You may not act with these fruit as if you are the owner. Ella hakol yishavimba. Everybody is equal in these fruit. Ata uschircha v'sashavcha. You and your hired worker. Shabbos haoret lachem laachlo. Zok Rashi min hashvus ata oichel. From that which rested, you may eat. V'i ata oichel min hashomer. But you may not eat from that which was watched. Rashi tells us that these fruit that are hefker, that we say you may eat during the Shemitah year, that is only if it grew by itself from a field that rested. But one who plants during the Shemitah year and that is mafkeris fruit, you may not eat that fruit, because that fruit did not grow min hashvus, from a field that rested, but rather min hashomer. It's growing from something that a person wants to keep, because obviously if he planted during the Shemitah year, he wanted to keep the fruit for himself. Min hashvus hatoichel, you can only eat from that which rested, that which grew by itself, but not min hashomer, but not from fruit that was planted during the Shemitah year. Zokrashi lecho ulavdecho v'lamosecho, lefi shenemar, since it says in Parashas Mishpatim, v'ochlu evyoni amecho, and the poor people will eat the perishvias, yochol yu asurim ba'achila la'ashirim, I might think it will be prohibited for wealthy people to eat it, Talmud Loimar, that's why the Pasuk says over here, lecho ulavdecho v'lamosecho, for you and your servants, hare bailim va'avodim ushvachos amurim kan. The Pasuk is saying over here that the owners and the servants, both of them may eat. The wealthy and the servants. For the schircho ulusay shavcho, afanochrim, even goyim may eat perishvias. For the hemtecho velachaya, your behemoths and echaya may eat perishvias. Im chaya echeles, if the Torah says that echaya may eat perishvias, behema la kolshkein, it's a kolshkein that a behema may eat it. Shemizonoseho olecho, because you are responsible to feed your behemoths. So if echaya may eat perishvias, definitely your behema may eat perishvias. Ma talmud leimar v'lev hemtecho. So why does the Torah have to say behemtecho? Makish behema lechaya, in order to compare behema to chaya. Kol zman shechaya oicheles min hasodeh, as long as the chaya can still eat this specific fruit in the field, hechol lebehemtecho min habayis, then you may feed it to your animal in the house. Kol lechaya min hasodeh, once this fruit ceases to be in the fields and the chayas cannot eat it, kol lebehemtecho min habayis, you may not feed it to your animal in the house. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Yovel. V'safarta lecho, and you shall count for yourself. The Torah's Kahanim says lecho means that Bezdin will count. Since by Sfiras HaOmer, in Parshas Emor, it says usefartem lochem, lochem in the plural, that teaches us that each and every Jew must count Sfiras HaOmer. But over here it says v'safarta lecho in the singular. This teaches us that only Bezdin will make this count. V'safarta lecho and Bezdin will count. Sheva Shabbos HaYishonim, 7 Shemitah years. You might think that you count 7 consecutive Shemitah years and make Yovel after that. Therefore the Pasuk says, Sheva Shonim, Sheva Pomim, 7 years, 7 times. Each one of these Shemitah years should be in its proper time at the end of the 7-year cycle. So you shall count 7 Shemitah years, each Shemitah year at the end of the 7th year. V'hoyu l'cho, you may sheva Shabbos Hashonim, teisha v'arboim shona. And it will come out to you that after counting 7 Shemitah years, it will finish 49 years. You will complete 49 years. And Rashi asks, why does the Torah have to make the calculations for us? We know that if you count 7 Shemitah years in its proper time, then you will end up with 49 years. Why does the Torah have to say at the end that it will come out to 49 years? Rashi answers, the Pasuk is telling us that although during those 49 years you did not keep the mitzvahs of Shemitah, still, on the 50th year, you should keep Yovel. It is not dependent one on the other. And you shall blow a shofar on the 10th day of the 7th month. On Yom Kippur you will blow shofar in all of your lands. The blowing of the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel signifies that the avodim, the slaves, will go free. Rashi is medayik. Once the Pasuk says that you blow shofar on Yom Kippur, why is it necessary to say that you blow shofar on the 10th day of the 7th month? Rashi answers, it is in order to teach us that the blowing of the shofar of the 10th day of the 7th month is Doicha Shabbos, overrides Shabbos. But the blowing of the shofar on the first day of the 7th month, on Rosh Hashanah, is not Doicha Shabbos, does not override Shabbos. Because there is a gzera, Shema Yavirenu Dal Amis, we are afraid that you might carry the shofar for Amis in the Rishus HaRavim on Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, we do not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah if it falls on Shabbos. And although this din is only a din drabbanon, so how can we learn this out from the words in the Torah that say ba'osar lachodesh? The Mefarshim explained that this is only asmachta ba'alma, it's only a hint in the Torah. Many times we find that by dinim drabbanon, they try to find support and hints in the Torah to their halachic decisions. V'kidashtem eish nasach hamishim shana, and you shall make holy the 50th year at its onset. On Rosh Hashanah, Bezdin will announce and say, Mikudeshas Hashana, the year is holy. Ukrosim dror ba'oriz l'chol yoshvel, and you shall call it a freedom in the land for all its inhabitants. The year is a year of freedom because slaves will go free by Yovel. Yovel hi ti alochem, this year is different than other years by its name alone. It is called Yovel. Yovel means Yuvla, the ram's horn. Which means, not only do we announce that the slaves go free by blowing shofar, but the whole year has the name of freedom, because the name of the year is Yovel, which is referring to the ram's horn, the symbol of freedom for the Avodim. V'shavtem ish el achuzasai, and each person will return to his land, which means if somebody sold his property in Eretz Yisrael, it returns to him by Yovel. V'ish el mishpachtoi toshuvu, and each person will return to his family. Not only do slaves that are within their first 6 years of working, and Yovel comes, they go free, but even an irtza, even an eved ivri that wanted to stay longer after the 6 years, and his ear was drilled, he too will go free by Yovel. Yovel he, it is Yovel, Shnas ha-chamishim shana tielochem, the 50th year shall be to you. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat that Yovel is on the 50th year? Rashi tells us that since in Pasuk Yud it says, V'kidashtem, and you shall make the year holy, so you might think this is like other things that are holy, which we are, Moisifin Michoel ala Kodesh. We add from the non-holy to the holy. Which means, just like by Shabbos, we add to the end of the Shabbos, because we are Moisif Michoel ala Kodesh, so you might think also, by the 50th year, we should add on a little bit of the 51st to make that Yovel also, because we are Moisif Michoel ala Kodesh. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, Shnas HaChamishim Shana. Yovel is only the 50th year, and we do not add to it. Loisiz Ra'u, you may not plant on the 50th year. V'loisiksiru Esifichecho, you may not cut its growths. You may not cut it as an owner, but rather it is Hefker to everybody. V'loisivsiru Esnisireho, and you may not pick the grapes which you set aside for yourself. So what emerges from this din is that there are two consecutive years of holiness, the 49th year, which is Shemitah, and the 50th year, which is Yovel. On both years, you may not plant, and you may not cut the Svichim as if you are the owner. Ki Yovel hi, because it is Yovel. Kodesh tiyelochem, it shall be holy to you. What is this pasuk teaching us? Rashi tells us, Kodesh, the Peris Shvius and the Peris of Yovel are like Hegdish. Just like by Hegdish, you may transfer the Kedusha of Hegdish over to money, and the money becomes Hegdish, so too, you may transfer the Kedusha of the Peris Shvius and the Peris Yovel onto money, and they become like the Peris Shvius and the Peris of Yovel. But do not think that this is exactly like Hegdish, because by Hegdish, when one transfers the Kedusha from Hegdish onto money, the Kedusha leaves the Hegdish and goes onto the money. This is not so by Peris Shvius and Peris Yovel. The Kedusha remains on the Peris Shvius and the Peris Yovel, like the Pasuk says, Tieh, Bav Yosan Tehei, they remain in their holiness. And therefore, both things are holy. The Peris are holy, and also the money. From the field you may eat its crop, which means that Yovel also has the din of beer. Min hasode, as long as the animals can eat this specific fruit in the fields, toichlu es tvuasa, you may eat it in your house and you may feed it to your animals. But once it's kol lechayim min hasode, you may not eat it and you may not feed it to your animals. Bishnas hayovel hazois, during this year of Yovel, toshuvu ish el achuzosai, each person will return to his land. Why do we need this pasuk? The pasuk says earlier, V'shaftem ish el achuzosai. So why does the pasuk repeat it? Rashi tells us that if somebody sold his field and his son redeems it from the buyer, you may think that it does not go back from the son to the father by Yovel. Therefore, the pasuk says that Bishnas hayovel hazois, toshuvu ish el achuzosai, that even a field that was bought by the son will return to his father during Yovel. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Ches, Shabbos Shonim, you shall count 7 Shemitah years. Shemitah Shonim, years of Shemitah. Yochel Yaseh Sheva Shonim Metzufois Shemitah, I might think that you can make 7 consecutive Shemitah years. V'yaseh Yovel Achareim, and you shall make Yovel after them. Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says, Sheva Shonim Sheva Pa'omim. These 7 years should be 7 years, 7 times, each one in its proper time. Hava Oimer, Kol Shemitah Ushmita Bizmana. The Pasuk is saying that each and every Shemitah must be in its proper time, which is at the end of the 7 year cycle. And if you count 7 Shemitah years in its proper time, you will come out to 49 years. The Pasuk is telling you, even though you did not keep the Shemitahs during those 49 years, still you shall make Yovel at the end of the 49th year on the 50th year. Rashi is bothered why the Pasuk has to tell us a simple calculation. We know if you count 7 Shemitah years, you will end up with 49 years. Rashi answers, the Pasuk is saying that even though you did not keep Shemitah during those 49 years, you shall still keep the 50th year as Yovel. Upshutoi shel mikra, and the simple meaning of the pasuk is yale lecho cheshben. It will come out to you the calculation shnois hashmitos of the seven shmita years lemispar memtes to the number of 49. Although this seems to be a simple calculation, Mizrahi explains that this is the way of the Torah sometimes to actually tell you the calculation, which is simple to us. Va'avarta, zot Rashi, loshin vayaviru koil ba'machaneh, it is a loshin of proclaiming a koil, a sound in the camp. Loshin achrozo, an expression of announcement. We announce by blowing the shofar that the avodim will go free during this year. B'yom HaKippurim, b'mash mashenema b'yom HaKippurim, once the Torah says that on Yom Kippur we blow shofar, einu yedea shu be'os l'chodesh, don't we know that it means on the 10th day of the month? Why does the Torah have to say the 10th day of the month? Im kein lo manema be'os l'chodesh, why does it say on the 10th day of the month? El aloy melecha, the Pasuk is teaching you, tekias oso l'chodesh deicha Shabbos, the blowing of the shofar of the 10th day of this month of Tishrei, override Shabbos b'chol arzachem in all your land. The ain't kias Rosh Hashanah deicha Shabbos b'chol arzachem. But the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah does not override the Shabbos in all of your land. Ela bebezdin bilvad, only in Bezdin, because we are afraid that a person will carry the shofar on Shabbos. Shema yavirenu dalet ames b'rishus haram. Zok Rashi v'kidashtem, and you shall make this year holy. B'knisasa mekachin oisa bebezdin, at its onset we make it holy in Bezdin va'omrim, and Bezdin says mikudeshes hashana, the year is holy. Zok Rashi ukurasim deror, you will call this year a year of freedom. La'avodim, for slaves. Beinirza, whether this slave had his ear drilled because he wanted to stay longer, he will go free by yovel. Bein shalai kolay sheish shonim mishenimkar. Also, a slave whose 6 years did not expire from the time that he was sold, he will also go free by yovel. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Mahu Loshen Dror, what does the word Dror mean? Kimedayer Bei Daira, it means that he can live where he wants. Shedar B'chol Mokim Shuroitze, he can live where he wants. Ve'enoi B'Rishus Acherim, he is not in the Rishus of other people. Yovel Hi, Shana Zayis Muvdelis Mishar Shonim, B'Nekiva Shem Lo Levado. This year is different than other years just by its name. Umashma, what is its name? Yovel Shma. The name of the year is Yovel. Hashem Tekiya Shofar, because of the blowing of the shofar. The word Yovel means Yuvla, the ram's horn. So not only do we blow shofar to signify that slaves go free, but the whole year symbolizes the freedom of the slaves by its name Yovel, which is the ram's horn. Zot Rashi v'shaftem ish elachuzosai, each person will return to his property. Shasodais choizres lebalein, fields return to their original owners on Yovel. V'ish el mishpachtei toshuvu, each person will return to his family. L'rabbi says anirza, this is coming to tell us that an eved that wanted to stay longer and had his ear drilled, he too will go out by Yovel. Because the pasuk earlier that says, ukrasim dror ba'oriz l'chol yoshveho, that was telling us that a regular eved ivri, who was still within the first 6 years from the time that he was sold, he goes out by Yovel if Yovel comes out before sheish, before 6 years. This pasuk is telling us that even a nirza goes out by Yovel. Zok Rashi, Yovel hi shnas hachamish mishono. Ma tamud loymar, why does the pasuk have to repeat that Yovel is the 50th year? Lefi shenema vikidashtem. Since the pasuk says vikidashtem earlier in pasuk yod, kidei isa barash shana uvetaris kahanim, like it says in mesechta rash shana and taris kahanim, we learn that I might think, since it says vikidashtem, that it has a special kedusha, like Shabbos, and we are moisef michoil ala kodesh, therefore the pasuk says no, Yovel is only the 50th year, and we do not add on to its kedusha into the 51st year. Zok Rashi es nizireho, es ho'anovim ha'mishumorim, the grapes that you set aside for yourself. Aval bortze ato min ha'mufkorim, but you are allowed to pick from that which is hefker. Kishem shenem b'shvias, kach nema b'yovel. Just like the laws of shvias, so are the laws of yovel. Nimsu, shtei shonim kedushois, smuchois zulazu. It comes out that we have 2 consecutive years of holiness, one after the other. Shnas mem tes shmita, the 49th year is shmita. Ushnas hachamishim yovel, and the 50th year is yovel. Zok Rashi, Kodesh Tielochem, it shall be holy to you. The word Kodesh tells us, Tefeses Domeo Kehegdish, that it is like Hegdish. And just like Hegdish, you may transfer the Kedusha of Hegdish onto money, so too you may transfer the Kedusha of Perishvias onto money. Yochel, I might think, Teitzehi L'chulin, that once you transfer the Kedusha, the original thing that was Kodesh will become Chulin, non-holy, just like Hekdesh. Talmud Loimer, Tia. Therefore the Pasuk says, by Perish Shvias, Tia it shall be. Behav Yosan Tehei, it remains in its holiness. Although when one transfers Kedusha from Hekdesh onto money, the Hekdesh becomes Chulin, this is not so by Perish Shvias, but rather the Perish Shvias remain holy, and also the money is holy. Minasodet Teichlu, from the field you may eat. Al yedei hasodeh, through the field, ata oichel min abayis, you know what to eat in your house. Sheim kolo l'chayim min hasodeh, because if the chayis cannot eat this type of fruit in the fields anymore, ata tzorach levayir min abayis, you must take it out of your house. Kishem shenemar b'shvias, just like it says by Shemitah, the din of beer, kach nemar b'yovel, so is the halacha by yovel. And just like by Shemitah, it is also for you and your animals to eat it, so too over here by yovel. Although the pasuk says, you may not eat it, it is referring to also feeding it to your animals. It is asur ba'achila and ba'hano. Zok Rashi, Tashuvu ish elachuzasai, every person will return to his property. Vahare kfar nemar v'shaftem ish elachuzasai. Doesn't the pasuk state earlier, v'shaftem ish elachuzasai, so we know that fields return to their owner on Yovel? Elo. Only this pasuk is l'rabba is coming to include hamoicher sodeyu, one who sells his field, va'omad benoy v'goalo, and his son comes and redeems it, buys it back from the buyer. The halacha is shechazeres la'aviv b'yovel. It returns from the son to the father on yovel. Even from a son to a father, it goes back by yovel.